Yeah, time now is on 11 minutes to 10. Now, I just had a moment or two to have a chat with Michael Healy off here, but sadly, he came just about a minute too late to pick up on what Peter was saying out at Red Lynch, but he very kindly agreed to pursue the matter after we've had a chat about all these developments of the last few days. He's on the line, actually, Member for Cairns and Assistant Minister, Tourism Industry Development, Michael Healy. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm well, and obviously you're well too, given that now we've got a date, Michael.
Oh, John, I am well. And look, you're right, just on that last point, I came to the very tail end of that, Peter, from Red Lynch. So if as we discussed, if you can get me the details, yeah, I will pursue that. And anybody, John, in that situation where they have an elderly parent or there are some complications, please, you can contact my office, or if you're in another electorate, contact your sitting member. Their job is to serve you, as mine is to those in my electorate, and I'm happy to do anything like that. John, I, in my role as the Assistant Minister for Tourism Industry Development, as you know, the tourism industry development has been absolutely minimal in since this thing kicked in. So to see some dates come up, we've got a lot of very positive things happening out there. I've spoken to a number of tourism operators. I was in Bundaberg yesterday, talking to tourism operators down there as in my role, and I'm heading up to the Cape just to discuss some tourism operations. But on Friday, I'm meeting with a number of our tourism operators here, and this is extremely positive. But John, one of the things I really want to emphasise is that There is a lot of information out there at the moment. At 70% of, we've got vaccinated. We're expected to have that done by November the 19th. There are protocols that are in place. Then there's 80%, which we're expected to be at by December the 17th. And then once we get to 90%, so there's a lot of information. The most important message at the moment is, please get yourself vaccinated. If you have any issues, seek health professionals' advice. If you can't get vaccinated, contact the hospital, come and see your state member. We need to get it done. The real concern, and this morning I've had three phone calls. Admittedly, one of them was a 25-year-old woman saying that she was, as a child, she'd had a serious illness. She is absolutely petrified. The other two were over 50 years of age, and they're all registering concerns. Now, I've told them that there are facilities available, and we've got pop-up clinics. We're going to be seeing the Cairns Convention Centre. It'll be reopening, and we will be putting on the appropriate protocols in place. I think we're going to be reopening the mass vaccination hub. It'll be 7 days a week, and that'll be commencing on Thursday 21st. And look, the vaccination hub, it'll be repositioned at the convention centre, so the centre can continue to host events, but like the upcoming Taipans matches, but we need to ensure we get that, to get this message out there. It is vitally important, John, not just so we can open up and we can see those tourism businesses get back and we can start to see some sense of normality, but fundamentally, this is about ensuring we keep everybody safe. Now, I did have somebody say, oh, you've done such a good job, it's working against you because there's no urgency. I know the Premier has basically, she has disseminated cabinet ministers all over the state. I did ring my friend, my colleague in Townsville, and I said, I think we're ahead of you, so we might do a little Townsville-Cairns thing because I think that'll work brilliantly. And we will beat them, John, as we always do. Yeah, good, thanks for that. Well, I was hoping to get some of your support on that. But look, you're right, it is extremely positive. I know there is still obviously some concerns but out there for staffing levels for tourism operators. We've got our regional awards happening on Friday night. This is a time where we can slowly start planning and looking at rebuilding. And, John, as you know, we've got the Great Queensland Getaway, which is out there. We've had 25,000 tickets sold already. It is absolutely booming. Mm-hmm. But for us, I think up here and other regions, we really need to ensure we have that aviation component. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was pleased to see that from the aviation perspective, we had, Cairns obviously is included, and other destinations. We need to get people here. And John, this is going to continue as we move forward internationally. And, we will see flights coming in. It'll be a slow growth, but not to mention our natural produce here. We've got a $10 million refrigerated facility being built out there at Cairns Airport. We need to get those planes back in. They are fundamental to our economy.
Okay, I want to get to the, well, what's happened the last 48 hours or so. It's been a real flurry, according to the tourism people, the agents, etc. They're flat out. Now, I want to get back to this one, though. This is Paul Harris down at the Blue Marlin. You mightn't have picked up on what he had to say, but a lot of shopkeepers are saying the same thing in the television bulletins last night. Here's what, I'll cut to the chase here. He's saying, I think the Premier should mandate everyone in the tourism sector, it's Queensland's third largest industry, to be vaccinated, as she has with the nurses. Everyone should be fully vaccinated. That's fine. Then he goes on to say this, but what are we supposed to ask for when it comes to vaccination passports? Or will it be like having smoking or non-smoking areas? How will it work? A lot of people are asking this question, Michael, about, well, if you're not going to allow unvaccinated people into the premises, how do you control this, particularly if you're a one-person operator?
No, and look, they're all good questions. John, at the moment, the only area where it really has been mandated has been with the Queensland Police Service and segments within the health sector. Now, I think it'd be fair to say that we're in the very early days of seeing what's happening. We see what's happening in the Northern Territory. A lot of these things are yet to play out. Mm. Now, I know that there are groups within government that are working with the private sector. They're looking about it. There are a variety of vouchers or systems available for you to be able to say, well, I'm vaccinated or not. There are also before the courts, as you would be aware, not only Qantas, but there are other businesses. And I have had a number of businesses ring me and say, well, we're going to mandate it. How do we do it? So they're all good questions. We do not have the answers immediately, but I can tell you we are looking through those, working our way through those. But the outcome of some of these court cases will be able to provide some assurity moving forward. Now, I've had one operator say, well, as the Premier indicated and the Chief Medical Officer indicated, if you have all of your staff are vaccinated, and you only allow vaccinated clients, guests, visitors into your facility, whatever that may be, there are no regulations whatsoever. You can trade as you would prior to COVID. And I know that's where a lot of businesses are going. But to ensure that your staff are all vaccinated, there are those that are waiting to see. And I think the government's no different. We're just waiting to see how a few issues turn out. Mm. And we need that just needs to play out. So good questions by Paul down there. I would be asking the same, but I can tell you these are things that we're working our way through. Some of them are going to be subject to the outcomes and determinations by the courts.
Mm. I think people are just aware of, well, human nature would dictate there's going to be a lot of friction at the entrances to businesses, but we'll see how it plays out. I want to get to this other matter. I think this is terrific. By the way, on some of the coverage last night, some of these travel agents are flat chat. They've just the phones are ringing off the hook. I mean, to say they've had this dreadful long period of inactivity, and it must have come like a bomb going off because they've really got to find a lot of energy to handle all the interest. It's bizarre how it's happened, how it's turned around. Now, I know we've only got a couple of minutes. I've got to get to this quickly. The Great Queensland Getaway. This is Tourism Events Queensland. I won't go on with all the details of it. We're talking about $3 million in sales. I don't know whether that's huge or not so huge, but tell me how this will play out and how it's going to help.
John, $75 airfares and bus travel passes to get to your desired destination, accommodation and holiday packages through My Queensland, Viva Holidays and Accor Hotels, up to 50% discounts on tourism experiences. Now, what this will do is when you come up here further north, the discounts get greater. So we've got $100 discounts down in the southern area, but once you get to the north, they're up to $200. This is targeting, obviously, just Queenslanders at the moment. Mm. This will just get the ball rolling. And you're absolutely right about, slowly, slowly. One of the challenges the industry has is they're going to have to go back and find their staff. They're going to have to rekindle that whole area. It's slowly, slowly happening. But, John, when you talk about the travel agents, one of the things that reminds me of, and you'd remember this, 1996, we had President Clinton come out and his Secret Service agents, I remember talking to them and they say, well, our job's so quiet. The day it gets exciting is the day you don't want to be in the office. But as a retail travel agent, I spoke to two of them in Cairns last week and they are Absolutely. They were dead. They were quiet. I've got in there. I rang one of them yesterday and he said, I am so busy, I can't talk to you, and literally hung up. So it will get better, well, John. We always knew we'd get there. This little this incentive that the state has put in, or Tourism and Events Queensland, the Great Queensland Getaway, look, we will need more of these. We will need stronger connections to aviation in a range of areas. It's such a positive step in the right direction. And look, I know there's a lot of information out there which needs to be correlated and that needs to be provided. We're working our way through it. We've broken the back of this thing, but the vaccinations are absolutely fundamental to ensure that we keep it. So, that we keep moving in a positive direction.
Yeah, it's at a critical stage, that whole battle. So we'll stay in touch. So when you've got a bit of free time, put a call through, and we'll get updates. Good on you, Michael. Don't go away, because Luke's going to give you that contact.
Yep, I'll have a chat with Luke.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Michael. He's the member for Cairns, Assistant Minister, Tourism, Industry, Development. Back with more talk after the news.
Harvey Norman, Cairns.